We are in the first Sunday of Lent. A few days back, we witnessed ourselves by putting ashes on our forehead. It's a reminder for us to return to Jesus, to repent our sins, and to renew our lives. On the first Sunday of Lent, God wants to build this covenant with us. We see in the first reading of today, in the book of Genesis, God is making a relationship with Noah. The flood has done by, the destruction has taken place, and yet God is telling Noah that I want to build a covenant with you. My dear brothers and sisters, when we look more deeper into the book of Genesis, we see that God is always on the move of making this covenant. During this season of Lent, as we look into our own life, there could be a lot of distractions, there could be a lot of pain, a lot of turmoil. We are on the crossroad of our own lives that has taken place, but God is reminding each one of us in the book of Genesis that he wants to build this covenant with us. The second reading reminding each and every one of us for our own baptism, that we are baptized with Christ. It reminds us that we will belong to God. Jesus invites us in this very special way. When we look through the gospel, God the Father tells Jesus, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I well pleased." And we see soon after the baptism of Jesus, the Spirit takes Jesus to the wilderness for 40 days. Soon after the 40 days, when Jesus was tempted, we see that Jesus moves out from the desert experience to the experience of the Spirit, and that is where he begins his new ministry with grace and power. He said that the time is at hand, therefore repent and cast out the works of darkness. My dear brothers and sisters, let's ask the Lord to build a covenant with me, with us. I want to deepen this covenant of love, this covenant of joy, this covenant of belongingness that belongs to you. Because the Spirit within me is stronger than the Spirit outside of me. So, Jesus gives us the Holy Spirit to overcome the temptation. The question is, what are the things that tempts me? It could be people, it could be the material things. It could be things that we will like the most. Everything that is there in me, I realize that it is so difficult to give up. Years back, once I asked a senior student at our school, my previous school, which is the one thing that you would like to give up during this Lent season? The student took a little time and said to me, "It will be difficult to say one thing because there are many." I think that is suitable to everybody. So let us ask ourselves, am I utilizing these 40 days as an opportunity to come closer to God through prayer and penance? Let us ask Lord, help me to make a covenant with you. Lord, help me when I am tempted in my daily life. Help me to believe more in you. When you are tempted, turn to Jesus. Whenever you feel that there is something, some kind of temptations that you know the evil spirit is trying to tempt you to do something wrong, turn to Jesus immediately. The word immediately is very important. Because when you know that it is a mortal sin, you have to confess as soon as possible. That's why the word using immediately. Call out to him like Jesus called out his father. Call out to Jesus and he will help you to turn back to him. So, my dear brothers and sisters, as we reflect on this first Sunday of Lent, let us not feel sad. Let us not feel lost when we are tempted. Let us fight the battle like Jesus fought the battle in the desert experience. Let us know that Jesus accompanies us from the desert experience to an experience of the Spirit. May the Lord strengthen us during these 40 days of Lent to experience the Holy Spirit in our lives and become more closer to God. Amen.